title, Funky Drummer Jungle Mid-Bass. Blend and arrange in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build a proper jungle-style mid-bass that locks with a funky drummer-type break, and then actually arrange it into a real 32-64 bar idea in Ableton Live 12. This lesson is beginner-friendly, but we're doing it the real way. Sound design plus blending plus a simple arrangement, so it stops feeling like an endless loop. Before we touch anything, set your tempo to something in the drum and bass zone. I like 170 BPM for this. Anywhere from 165 to 172 is totally valid, but pick one now so you're not changing the feel later. Now do a quick level calibration. This is one of those teacher things that saves you pain later. Pull your faders down and aim for your break peaking around -8 to -6 dBFS, and your mid-bass peaking around -12 to -9. The reason is simple. You're about to add saturation and compression, and you want headroom so the master doesn't explode. Create a few tracks, an audio track called Break, a MIDI track called MID Bass, and optionally later you can add a SUB track. Also, if you want to keep it vibey, set up two return tracks, one short room reverb, and one dubby delay. Optional, but fun. Step 1. Load and prep the break. Drag your funky drummer style break onto the break track. Click the clip, and in the clip view turn on warp. For classic jungle breaks, you want them crisp, so set warp mode to beats. Make sure it's preserving transients, and set transient loop mode to forward. Then adjust the start marker, so the first kick lands exactly on 1.1.1. This matters more than people think. If the break is even slightly late, everything you add will feel wobbly. Now we're going to slice it in a beginner-friendly way so you can edit it like a drummer. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use the built-in slicing preset and slice by transients. Now you've got a drum rack with all those break hits ready to reprogram. The goal here is not to sterilize the break. Jungle is about attitude. We're just giving ourselves control so the bass and break can agree rhythmically. Step 2. Make the break roll with basic jungle edits. Open the sliced MIDI clip and build a simple one-bar loop. Keep the main kick and snare cadence intact. That's your identity. Then add a couple of ghost notes, quiet extra snares or hats between hits. Think energy and shuffle, not new drum pattern. For quantize, don't slam it to 100% unless you want it to feel like plastic. Go into quanti settings and use about 70 to 85%. Then, if you want a little swing, open the groove pool and try an MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60, subtle. The moment it feels like it's stumbling, back it off. Now tone shape the break track with a simple stock chain. First, EQ 8. High pass around 30 to 40hz to kill rumble you don't need. If it sounds boxy, do a small cut around 250 to 400hz. And if it's dull, a gentle lift around 6 to 9khz can help. But careful breaks can get harsh really fast. Then add drum bus. Use drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Boom stays low, like 0 to 10% max, because too much boom makes breaks flubby. Crunch, tastefully, maybe up to 20% if you want it more aggressive. Then add glue compressor. Try attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is glue, not smash. Cool. Now the fun part. Step 3. Build the jungle mid-bass. This is your speaker bass, the layer you'll actually hear on small speakers and phones. Important concept. In drum and bass, you often split bass into sub and mid. Sub is clean, mono, and low. Mid-bass is character, movement, and audibility. Today we're focusing on the mid-bass, and we're going to high-pass it on purpose. On the MID bass track, load wave eatable for oscillator 1. Pick basic shapes and choose square for a thicker, hollow vibe. Saw works too if you want brighter. Turn oscillator 2 off for now. Set it to mono, one voice. Turn on glide or portamento and set it around 40 to 80 milliseconds. That gives you those slinky little slides that feel very jungle. Now set up a filter. MS2 or PRD low pass is fine. Put the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 600hz to start. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Don't over-resonate yet. That can steal space from the snare. Add movement. Take LFO1 and map it to the filter cutoff. Set the rate to 1/8 synced. Keep the amount small to medium. You want it to talk, but you don't want a giant wobble that fights the break. Now build a practical processing chain after wave-eatable. First, saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive around 3 to 8 dB and turn soft clip on. This is doing a big job. It adds harmonics so the bass reads on small speakers without you turning it up too loud. Next, auto filter. Low pass again. Think of this as your arrangement filter, the one you'll automate later to open and close energy. Optional but awesome. Add amp. Start with clean or blues. Keep the gain low. The point is texture, not volume. Now EQ 8. This is the key beginner move. High pass the mid bass around 120 to 180 Hz. Yes, really. This is how you prevent it from fighting the kick and your future sub. If it gets harsh, dip 2 to 4 kHz. If it sounds nasal, try a small cut around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz. Then compression. Regular compressor or glue is fine. Try ratio 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 ms, release 80 to 150 ms. Aim for stability, not destruction, around 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Tip 4. Write a bass line that fits jungle. Jungle bass lines love short notes, call and response, offbeats, and little slides. In one bar, try something in a minor. A, G, C, D. Don't overthink the music theory, this is about rhythm and vibe. Here's a rhythm you can try. Hit on the downbeat at 1.1, then a short note around 1.2.3, another hit around 1.3, then leave a rest and hit again around 1.4.2 for syncopation. Keep most notes short, like eighths or sixteenths. Bass is what makes the break feel faster and the groove feel deeper. Now step 5. Blend the bass and the break. This is the lock. This is where it becomes jungle instead of drums plus random bass. First, EQ separation. On the break, you already high-passed around 30 to 40 Hz. Great. On the mid-bass, you high-passed around 120 to 180 Hz. Great. Now listen to the snare body. Alive classic breaks have weight around 180 to 260 Hz. If the snare suddenly feels small when the bass plays, do a narrow dip on the mid-bass around 200 to 240 Hz. Even 1 to 3 dB can be the difference between punchy and papery. Second, sidechain. Add a compressor on the mid bass. Turn on sidechain. If you sidechain directly from the whole break, the hats and ghosts might make the bass pump in a messy way. So here's a clean trick. Create a dedicated duck trigger. Make a new MIDI track. Load a drum rack. Put a short click or tight kick on one pad. Program notes only where you want the bass to dip, usually the main kick and main snare spots. Turn its output down so you don't hear it, or set it to sends only if you prefer. Then sidechain the MID bass compressor to this ghost kick track. Now your groove ducks consistently, without reacting to every tiny transient. For starting sidechain settings, ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 3 ms, release 80 to 140 ms. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB gain reduction on the main hits. You want the drums to speak, but you don't want the bass to disappear. Third, stereo control. Put utility at the end of the MID bass chain. Keep width modest, like 80 to 120%. If you go too wide, you'll get phase issues and the bass will vanish in mono. And do this check now, not later. Put a utility on the master temporarily and hit mono. If your mid bass changes tone drastically or disappears, reduce width or remove stereo modulation. Jungle in clubs needs mono compatibility. Quick coaching move. Tighten bass timing by ear. Try nudging the entire bass a tiny bit late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. You can do it with track delay or by nudging notes. Compare. Often, a slightly late bass feels heavier behind the break without dragging the tempo. Trust your body response here. Step 6. Add jungle movement with automation. In arrangement view, automate the auto filter cutoff on the MID bass. Close it slightly during busy drum moments, and open it on answer phrase. This makes the bass feel like it's talking with the break. Automate saturator drive too. Add maybe 1 to 3 dB extra drive in the drop, and back it off in the intro and breakdown. That's a classic way to increase energy without just turning up volume. Optional. Automate the LFO amount in wave eatable. Less movement in the intro, more in the drop. Think. A section stable, B section a little wilder. Now step 7. Arrange it like Reval Jungle. Let's turn the loop into a structure. Here's a simple 64-bar plan you can copy. Bars 1 to 16, intro, filter the break with auto filter, so it starts kind of thin, maybe a cutoff around 500 Hz to 1 kHz and gradually opens. Add tiny ear candy if you want, a hat loop, a one-shot FX, maybe a little room reverb. Tease the mid-bass either very low in volume or heavily filtered, just enough that you feel it coming. Bars 17 to 32, drop A, full break and full mid-bass. Add a crash at bar 17 for a clear we are in moment. At bar 32, do a quick one bar fill. Easiest method, grab a little snare roll or shuffle from your sliced hits. Bars 33 to 48, variation. Change just one main thing. You can alter the bass rhythm slightly, remove a note, add a syncopated hit, or keep the MIDI the same and change the character. more drive, a more open filter, slightly more LFO. Also add a break edit, for example, drop the kick for half a bar and let the snares run. That's instantly jungle. Bars 49 to 64. Optional drop B switch. You can introduce a new reply phrase in the bass line, or duplicate the MID bass track and tweak the sound for a second mid-bass rack. Even small changes like slightly different filter settings and drive can feel like a whole new section if the drums stay strong. Classic jungle hype trick. Drop the bass for half a bar right before a phrase restart, then slam it back in. You'll hear the room react, even in a simple sketch. If your arrangement still feels looped, use an 8-bar energy map. Every 8 bars, change one thing only: drum density, bass brightness, reverb or delay amount, or mute one element briefly. One change per block is enough. And here's a clean pre-drop tension move that doesn't require new sounds. In the last bar before the drop, automate a high pass up on the break to thin it out, and automate the bass filter down to thin that too. Then snap both back at the drop. The contrast makes the drop feel bigger.